At Midway USA, we know the AR-15 is one of the most popular rifles in modern American history. Known for its modularity and widespread use, it's often considered essential to any gun collection. The essential things you need to run an AR-15 are usually always in stock during shortages, things like magazines and 5.56 ammo. Whether you're looking to buy a new AR-15 or buy parts for your modern sporting rifle, log on and for just about everything for the outdoors, shop MidwayUSA.com. Whether you're just looking to stay warm during a hunt or need maximum concealment, the clothing you wear can make or break a hunt. At MidwayUSA.com, we understand hunting clothing has come a long way with more meticulously crafted camo patterns, advanced scent control technologies, and weatherproof options to withstand the elements. Hunters have to wait until their favorite season, but shouldn't wait on gear, which is why MidwayUSA offers super fast shipping. When you're ready for your next system, log on to MidwayUSA.com.
The pain teacher is always guiding us. The question is, are we listening to the arthritis? Are we listening to the wheezing in our lungs? And if that's the truth, the age of authenticity is on the rise. The information age is over with. The industrial age is long over with. We're moving towards the age of authenticity. It's no longer what the talking heads are saying on TV. If you can't embody that which you're talking about, then who wants to follow the non-truth? You might as well follow the truth. It's not that I'm God's gift to physique and bodybuilding. It's that this is what's possible when you apply foundation principles. I'm not a gym rat. This is foundational holistic health principles and aligning myself with the natural rhythms of life. Hey guys, Troy Casey, certified health nut here, and we're doing the Tom Rowland podcast today.
Hey, everybody, welcome to the show today. I am always in the pursuit of health and fitness, and I'm seeking out those who can teach me a thing or two. I usually keep what is useful, discard the rest, and come up with my own little way, my own path through life that leads me to health and fitness. In the pursuit of that, I have been following Troy Casey on Instagram. Troy is also known as Certified Health Nut, and he knows a lot, and he is on a lot of the same paths that I am with the breathing, with the cold water, with the Wim Hof method. Certainly the way that he's eating is very similar to the way I'm eating, but he has much more knowledge and much more wisdom than I want to ask him about, and that is our guest today, Certified Health Nut, Troy Casey, coming up. Hey, everybody, welcome to the show today. In my pursuit of health and happiness, I am always looking for people who are pushing the edge, pushing the extremes, and I think I might have found one. Troy Casey, he is the Certified Health Nut, and I'm really looking forward to hearing his story and finding out just how he got to where he is right now, which is someone who is a seeker, in my opinion. Troy, you are the Certified Health Nut. You just wrote a book called Ripped at 50. You are how old? 51, 52? What are you?
54. I took 54. This picture when I was 53.
Right on. Right on, man. So I've been following you on Instagram. I have been looking at all the stuff that you do, and dude, you have a very interesting story. I would love to know kind of how you ended up where you are right now.
Yeah, well, it has been an interesting story, Tom. And, I've formulated a lot of working philosophy, working hypothesis, working theory over the years. And I've realized that there are two major forces on this planet, yin and yang, and bad or good or light and dark, masculine, feminine, inhalation, exhalation. And I realized that ultimately my curse was my gift. I had digestive problems. I had emotional upset in my second and third chakras, if you will. I had a lot of issues in my abdomen. I had indigestion, heartburn, bloating, gas, And so this was 31 years ago. I started a career as a model. I became a Versace model. I was economically motivated to find out how my body functioned. And so my digestive issues, 31 years later, I've amassed some level of expertise, if you will, on what works good in my body. And I've uncovered some basic fundamental principles, no different from the yogis or the Taoists that walked before me, or the great people in holistic health like Paul Check. They have figured out themselves. And I've applied these principles and figured out a few things for myself. Does that make sense?
Yeah,
Tom?
Yeah, it does. One thing that I read is that kind of a big start to your journey was realizing that you were having a problem with black mold.
The 1911 is one of the most iconic firearms in history. Designed by John Browning, the 1911 was the standard issue sidearm of the U.S. military from 1911 to 1985. While Colt produced the original, almost every major firearm company has produced its own version. It's wildly revered for its reliability, crisp trigger, and is still a favorite for all types of shooters. Whether you're looking to buy or build a 1911 and just about everything for guns, log on to MidwayUSA.com.
Is that correct? Can you hear me? Uh-oh. Seemed to have frozen a little bit. Okay, we got a better connection.
Yeah,
now.
Go ahead, rephrase.
So what I was
I got a better connection
saying is that one of the things that I read is that one of the big starts to your journey towards health was that you realized that you were exposed to black mold and that it was causing you some big problems. What was that like? What kind of problems were you having from black mold exposure?
Yeah, that was, I would say that was 25, 20, 23 years into my holistic health journey. And so I got brought down to my knees with the black mold, upper respiratory infections. I had 3 to 5 upper respiratory infections and illnesses, deep flus from 2010 to 2013. I had subsequent autoimmune issues. I had neurological dysfunction in my legs. I had chronic fatigue. I had weird arthritis that was going from one joint to the next. And you hear about this, I'm in natural health field, the natural medicine health field. And you hear about chronic fatigue, you hear about fibromyalgia, autoimmune mystery diseases, people getting told by their doctors, nothing is wrong with you.
Right.
Externally looking, normal, internally, especially when you look at neurological dysfunction, I'm a barefoot walker. And for my lower extremities to give out underneath me, that was a big deal. That was something that caught my attention early on. Joint pain, going in and doing deadlifts one day of the week, and then the next couple of days when you want to go back and do squats, all of a sudden the outside of your pelvis isn't functioning. You've got, you learn the joint structures, and it's outside of the hip, and to the point where you can't walk. You start limping.
Right.
And so these weird anomalies that happen, and then telling myself, no matter what disease I get, I'm going to cure myself. I'm going to heal myself. And then going through certain protocols, especially working with Qigong. I've developed a drunken monkey Qigong where I come off unbalanced, and then you catch your balance, and then you move back with more rhythmic, energetic movements. And so falling out of balance is nothing new for me. And if you've looked at martial arts masters and they utilize certain techniques and certain tools, I've been able to implement that into my Qigong and work and find balance within those imbalances, if you will. So I don't know if that answered your question.
I've seen you do all of that stuff on your Instagram. It's very interesting. And the Qigong, I know that a lot of people get a tremendous benefit from that. I want to know, what was the start of your health journey? Moving down this path of trying to.
Sure, Tom.
Sorry, did we break up a little bit? You got me now?
Yeah, so, I'm fully connected. I know I'm fully connected. I know that. I'm on 5G.
Yeah, I am too. I think I don't know. Maybe it'll clear up here. Hopefully we won't have any more problems. But I was kind of wondering what was the very beginning of your health journey, how you decided you were going to take your health in your own hands and, you know, seek out these people that that could help you, but a lot of this you have to do yourself. It sounds like you've done a tremendous amount of experimentation, keep what works, kind of cast off what doesn't work. And just wondering how that all started for you.
So I think one of the first books that I read was Jethro Kloss, Back to Eden. And this is a big part of my holistic health principles and what I preach online is getting back to nature in all of its facets. So natural food was one of the most fundamental things that I got into. I started shopping at farmers markets while I was living in Italy. From there, I started to understand to cleanse the body, especially the organs. The colon is usually the most impacted. We hear a lot of constipation stories, statistics, constipated colon, impacted colon, diverticulitis, colon cancer. So clean out the colon, get the body working, utilizing fasting, juicing, herbs, internal purification, get the enemas. Get the colon working first and foremost. And then any time you have an impacted colon, what organs are going to get backed up next? Liver, kidneys, gallbladder. So anytime you can utilize herbs and internal purification fasting techniques to cleanse out these the filters, we have two filters and two pumps in the body. The blood is pumped by the heart, and the lymph is pumped by the actual entire body, the diaphragm, the transverse abdominis, and the pelvic floor. That is the pump for the lymph. The purpose of the exercise is to move the lymph. So mobility, exercise, this is a necessity for the human body. It's not a luxury. So I learned that early on, mobilizing the tissues. Walking is the best exercise for the human body. But more importantly, we have our pumps and then we have our filters. And our filters are our liver and our kidneys. And the bile ducts are attached to the liver. So making sure that these things are functioning optimally. I personally use fasting as well as exercise to mobilize the tissues, mobilize the food through the body. So that it has good detoxification pathways. This is very important to mobilize the energy through the body, the prana, the chi. This life force has to move through us, and we have to be able to evacuate and get the waste out of the body. Energy in, waste out. Energy in, waste out. These are fundamental principles that I learned early on. This is not taught in our schools. This is not taught in on TV, right? But your food is medicine. And so bring that stuff into the body and help the body detoxify it out. This is the fundamental elements of nutrition in, high vibes in, and then expel the waste.
So
this
do you have a particular protocol of eating besides the fasting? Do you have a particular, are you vegetarian or vegan or paleo, or do you have any sort of, what's your philosophy on eating food, real food?
I subscribe to the philosophy of the way of no way, right? And getting back to nature and all of its facets. So the no diet or the hashtag no diet diet, eat whatever the hell you want as long as it's real food. I define what's real food in my book and also in my diet video playlist. The first video on that playlist on my YouTube channel is 35 minutes of all the caveats and nuances of what nutrition actually is. I break it down from the wild to commercial, and I do that in the book as well. And so defining what real food is, the body requires real food. So eat real food at the cornerstone of the body and eat when you're hungry. That will help you stave off and balance your blood sugar. Sugar insulin is directly related to the primary hormonal pathway.
Dang.
So eat whatever you want, as long as it's real food, and eat when you're hungry to balance out your blood sugar. Does that make sense? Because that's antithetical to what's taught in the modern world.
No, it makes a lot of sense. I mean, it's interesting because one of the reasons that I wanted to seek you out and talk to you is because it seems like we're on similar paths. You say that you had to learn your body for an economic reason. And that's exactly me too. I was a professional fishing guide that pushes a boat. You were a model in Miami, so you probably know about flats fishing. You push a 16-foot boat along, mostly into the wind all day long. It's kind of like being a professional athlete. And if you can't perform, you have to take days off. So I started to get more interested in starting with exercise, and then it worked its way into diet and nutrition and hydration and everything, to where at first I could only go maybe a week and then I would have to take a day off, to the point to where I would go 175 days in a row without having to take a day off. And the better my body performed, the more money I could make, the more days I could be on the water. And so an economic reason kind of led me to this pursuit of health and fitness as well. And of course, as you start to see big benefits, then you want more and you want to learn more and you go a little further down this road. And it seems like you've gone quite a bit further down the road than I have, but it seems like kind of a similar kind of a path of learning your body out of necessity, but then falling in love with that whole process of learning your body. What do you think about exercise? Like, what types of exercise do you advocate? I know you do a lot of Qigong, and then I saw some stuff where you were actually in the gym. But what's your philosophy on exercise? How much? How often? What's the intensity? We keep kind of dropping off of this Skype connection. Sorry about this, everybody.
You can't help your family.
Yeah, we lost connection there, Troy, just a little bit. We lost connection there just a little bit. So I was asking, what was your philosophy on exercise and the type of exercise, the intensity, the duration, frequency?
Well, exercise goes in along with my philosophy around nutrition. These are 9 pillars of health, and exercise and nutrition are just 2 of them. I tell people you'll get more mileage out of managing and mitigating your stress levels, optimizing your sleep, and fine-tuning your nutrition than you will trying to outrun your bad diet in the gym with high-intensity exercise, especially the older you get. What I recommend people do is figure out how much energy they have to expend and get in the mirror and figure out what their athletic ability is, not if they're 20 and they could lift heavy dumbbells back then, because you could probably pull a muscle and be a couch potato for 6 months and gain a lot of weight and go down that rabbit hole. Or you could just mobilize your body. Walking is the best exercise for the human body. It's the way the body is designed to move through time and space. So you can create a complete exercise program just on walking, just on natural food. You can drop the weight on natural food, getting to bed by 10, hydrating with clean water, and moving the body with an exercise program like walking for 40 minutes 5 times a week, more than you can trying to outrun your bad diet in the gym, if you will. That's my philosophy. My philosophy is, how can I optimize everything else in my life, including exercise, including nutrition, so that health isn't a thing that I have to go to the gym and perform, so that I don't have to adopt some kind of diet paradigm that's completely outside of the box. And so the body requires organic food, high quality nutrition. You're a fisherman, wild food, line caught, not farm raised. Friends don't let friends eat farmed fish, right? What do they feed those fish on those farms? The same crap that they feed you with junk food or processed foods. The body requires real food nutrition derived from the sun that's in the closed organic life cycle. The wild, the herbivores eat the...
Man, having a problem with this Skype. Not sure why, but
back into the soil, or in your case, in the sea.
Yeah.
Did we get cut off again?
Yeah, we did a little bit, but I kind of got the gist of it, that the quality of the food and the quality of farm-raised food versus the wild-caught fish is where we kind of got cut off a little bit. Dang, we might have to try to reconnect. Let's try. Troy is getting, we're having a little problem with the connection. I'm going to see if I can cut off and then reconnect this call and see if that's going to make a big difference. I've got full bars. Let's see what we can do with Troy here. Yeah, I think that might be better. We'll try a reconnect and see what goes on. Anyway, we got cut off when you were talking about the difference between
Are you mainly podcast or video? Because if you're mainly podcast, then we can cut the video.
Yeah, well, it's a little of both. It's mostly audio podcast, but I think let's try one more time with this video and see how it goes, and then otherwise we'll go all audio if we keep having trouble. But okay. So I agree with you wholeheartedly on the difference between wild caught and farm raised, especially as it comes to fish. So when you're eating, how are you sourcing your food? Are you mostly shopping at farmers markets? How do you get your wild caught fish?
Yeah, I mean, well, I live in the modern world. I live in one of the biggest, densest cities in the world. We got a lot of money here, so we've got access to all the highest quality food. It ain't cheap, by the way. You know, organic food is not cheap in the modern world, but we've got Whole Foods, and they've got access to some wild fish. You got to ask some serious questions. When you go out to sushi, I don't care how expensive the place is. You got to ask them all the time: is this farmed? What do you have that's wild? Right. And as a good sushi chef, they got to answer that question. Same thing, you know, Whole Foods. You know, I don't touch the stuff unless it's wild. I have a frozen guy here who's got farms. He's got boats in Alaska here in Santa Monica. He's a good friend of mine, Patrick, the fisherman's daughter. But that's frozen. Then we do have another farmer's market fisherman that is all line caught, and he's got boats off the coast of Santa Barbara. And you could talk to him specifically about that. Other than that, we've trashed the planet, you know. Tell me that the fisheries are not different from when you were growing up as a kid, Tom.
Yeah, no, I mean, you're exactly right. And one of your missions, I saw what you were saying is your mission was clean air, clean water, and clean soil, or something along those lines.
And equitable systems for all mankind, because if we don't have equitable systems, then other people are going to be shitting in the waterways. And if anybody doesn't understand what equitable systems are, I've got a one-way ticket to Libya, Syria, Iraq, Darfur, or any place that we cover natural resources that our oil wars and proxy wars have been fought. And so we are all one or none. And the health of the human being is directly related to the health of the world. How do we expect the world to be healthy if we are not healthy ourselves? No man is an island. We are all interconnected. So this is a great wake-up call for all of humanity. This isn't about Troy Casey and his little health journey. This is about transforming the world. I wrote this book. I came out of the Amazon seeing the destruction of the rainforest, understanding as an environmentalist the acidification of the oceans, the depletion of the soil. And so as a man on this planet and having children, I had to put my foot down. No one's free until we're all free. No one has access to health until we all have access to health. And right now our systems are failing. So it's up to me to make a difference in this world. Does that make sense, Tom? This is not about... You know, this is real man stuff here. Yeah. Man has historically known what's on the horizon to eat and what's going to eat him, and to protect his family against the two. Getting the nourishment of the family, and then protecting us against potential invaders. So this is real man stuff to me, in my humble opinion, Tom.
Yeah, I like what you're saying. How do you plan on pursuing this journey and this mission and taking this to the world?
Just what I'm doing right here online. I'm a 54-year-old man that's been able to access some form of health. 70% of the American people are obese or overweight right now. So people need this information. People want this information. Carrying just 15 pounds of extra weight opens you up for heart disease, stroke, diabetes, et cetera. And that's a heavy load of pain if people are paying attention to what's going on inside their body. The pain teacher is always guiding us. The question is, are we listening to the arthritis? Are we listening to the wheezing in our lungs? And if that's the truth, the age of authenticity is on the rise. The information age is over with. The industrial age is long over with. We're moving towards the age of authenticity. It's no longer what the talking heads are saying on TV. If you can't embody that which you're talking about, then who wants to follow the non-truth? You might as well follow the truth. It's not that I'm God's gift to physique and bodybuilding. It's that this is what's possible when you apply foundation principles. I'm not a gym rat. This is foundational holistic health principles and aligning myself with the natural rhythms of life, natural rhythms, natural laws of planetary existence. As above, so below. How do we expect the world to be healthy if we're not healthy ourselves? Applying fundamental holistic principles will garner you health, healthy mind, healthy body, healthy spirit, your ability to go out and conquer for your family, And if you're looking at statistics right now, your ability to access health, happiness, and the pursuit of liberty is being thwarted right now, especially if you're looking at the food supply and the nutrition supply. And so, and your ability to go out and exercise and get sunlight onto the body. This is being differentiated in the thought viruses, the brain viruses that are being pumped down the mainstream media these days. Anyways, I go outside the box. I hope that's okay for your viewership, because I think all of life is threatened on this planet right now. It's time to wake up.
Yeah, no, it's okay. I want to know what you're all about. And I like the fundamental holistic principles. Can you tell us what those are in a concise way that as you see it?
Well, for men, it's very important that you get your legacy, your purpose, your true north, your dream, your vision, your passion. You get that on paper. And that will give you a roadmap to go out in society and create in the world. Women as well, but women are the natural nurturers of the children, and that's very important for the family. That job cannot be overlooked. And I think feminism has come into our world and ruined the family. It was utilized, the CIA utilized the whole feminist movement, and they worked with Gloria Steinem closely to bring two people into paying taxes. My mother didn't work till 1979. And so now we got two family members working to bring food in to the family and to pay rent. And who's watching that food, and what happened to the food supply, and what's happening to the health of the human being and the individual? So the bottom line is women are the natural nurturers of the family. That's very important job for our society. And then men naturally knew what was on the horizon to eat and what was threatening the survival of the tribe. These are our basic fundamental, you know, elements, and those have been subjugated by our domestication in the way the way we live. So getting back to basics, what does the human body physiologically need? What does it biologically need? And what's the psychology that you have to have in your mind to keep you grounded enough and to be that center element of the family? So legacy is important for men. Purpose, dream, and legacy. That's one chapter. There's 9 pillars of health: nature, connecting to the sunlight, grounding into the earth, and getting natural food into the body, natural water. Nature is another pillar of health in my book. Then you have relationships. We're in relationship to the earth. We're in relationship to others. So letting go of resentment and emotional bondage and baggage and connecting with them. Then you have hydration, nutrition, sleep, movement, thinking and breathing mechanics. Our cellular respiration is directly related to our overall breathing mechanics. Most of us are mouth breathers and neck breathers, activating the panic receptors, putting us in a fight or flight sympathetic nervous system response, fight or flight. And so to reverse that, we want to get into stomach breathing so that we're more balanced and we're calm and we can act from a coherent state, making decisions for our family. And having proper cellular respiration will give you the proper nutrition and to stave off premature aging. So if you don't have proper breathing mechanics, look no further than the mirror of why you're getting gray hair, wrinkles, and premature balding, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So get your breathing mechanics on point. Getting your thinking, programming your mind, reprogramming your mind with hypnosis, meditation, or any way that can deprogram the industrial age school system that has been programmed into your consciousness and add, you know, 30, 40 years of television news programming into your mind. You want to deprogram that as well. Get a good hydration source, a good water source, a good nutrition sources. The link in my bio has organic nutrition for anyone that desires it, straight off our farms, straight delivered to your family, dehydrated, high quality superfood nutrition. Superfoods just means nutrient dense. And then optimizing your sleeping, your circadian rhythms, that can't be overlooked. This is nutrition that the body requires. So that's 9 pillars of health: legacy, nutrition, hydration, movement, nature, relationships, breathing. These are all foundational elements that the body requires. All of this is in my book. All of it's on my online courses. You get my stress management course absolutely free when you order the hardcover of the book. That's what I talk about all day, every day on my channels, the 9 pillars of health. Does that make sense,
Tom? Yeah. Let's talk about breathing, because that's something that, that I spend a lot of time doing. I've been doing the Wim Hof method for about 5 years now. I start every single day with it, as well as other, you know, I did the, XPT breathing course and learned some other protocols there and some other things. I've found it to be incredibly beneficial. What was your path to realizing the importance of the breath and then doing the breath work and practice on a regular basis?
Divorce, man. I was facing my own divorce, bro.
Really?
I mean, how many men are out there? You know, the old ladies all stressed out about the economy. 2008 crushed us. Right. They didn't bail us out like they're bailing us out now. They bailed out the banks. Remember that?
Yeah.
2008, 2009.
Right.
They took all that money off of Main Street. My business tanked and they paid out the banks. Right. Old lady stressed. She went back to her business. You know, my second child came. We had black mold exposure. We took a tailspin and that took us out on emotionally. And so I was facing my imminent divorce, sleeping on my own couch, waking up 4 o'clock in the morning, almost 50 years old, coming off an injury from black mold, waking up, anxiety, depression, suicidal thoughts. What am I going to do? Holy shit. Then one of my friends, I started hearing about Wim Hof. My other friends who studied yoga in the Himalayas with Leonard Orr teachers started doing holotropic breathing with me.
Yeah.
This cleared my head. Waking up 4 a.m. in the morning, total paranoia. What am I going to do? Breathe, motherfucker. That instantly cleared my head. I was able to get up off the couch, start making breakfast for the kids. And then my wife was still, you know, giving me a hard time. Then we went through a divorce. And then she was complaining about money. And then I was just sleeping on the couch. And then I was just like, okay, if we got problems with money and we got one house, how are we going to get two houses? City of Los Angeles. Rent's more expensive. That's going to be more expensive. I was paranoid, bro. I had no other choice but to start breathing, paying attention to my breathing mechanics. I have a Qigong stork walk, which shows how to reprogram their diaphragm. So lifting up the arms, inhale, putting them over your head, right? Opening up the diaphragm. This is on my playlist on YouTube. And so it's called the stork walk, reprogramming the breathing apparatus slowly. That way, when you're doing the more dramatic breath work, That's opening everything up. It's clearing the mental challenge, the mental chatter, the mental challenges that we have, and then grounding everything into reality. Once you get the dopamine and serotonin pumping, the feel-good chemicals and the endorphins pumping in your body, as a man, you can feel strong. Then you can go out, maybe you can do some weightlifting and then release some more feel-good chemicals, and then go out and then kick ass, and then turn that into your business, right? All the shit that I dealt with, going through my divorce, losing my business, then getting stronger in my business, growing out my beard, you know, getting more into my manhood, letting my nuts hang, you know, and then put my best foot forward. I'm failing my way to success. And then, you know what? I start getting my manhood back on point, start thinking for myself, not letting society push me around. Then I get my woman back. You know, I take her to Costa Rica. We drink the ayahuasca as a couple. We take these powerful psychedelics. When things go haywire in the world, man goes back to the origin. So I take my woman back to the jungle. We go back, we get remarried on powerful ayahuasca medicine. We come back.
Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
We come back into the real world. I tell my old lady, I said, come hell or high wire, even if I fail, I'm going to handle my business. Even if I fall on my face, I got this, right? And so breath work delivered me all of that, helped me get my mind clear, get my mind focused on how I'm creating money, how I'm creating what I'm creating in the world and business. Breath work helped me do that, get my balls back in check, get my woman back, building my family back together. Breath work delivered me that. Look no further than your breathing mechanics.
The breathing has been incredibly, incredibly beneficial for me. I couldn't think about starting a day without it. I do it every single day. And as many as 6, 8, 10 rounds sometimes of the Wim Hof breathing, and then other protocols. But I think that right now, with what we're dealing with right now, the breath work could be incredibly important and beneficial for so many people that are going through severe anxiety about the coronavirus and all the stuff that's going on right now. And that's we joined Wim Hof has a 40-day quarantine challenge. And the 40-day quarantine challenge is like a first 10 days, you do 3 rounds of breathing and a 30-second cold shower. And then on the next 10 days, you bump it up to about a 4 rounds in a minute and a half, and then you keep kind of bumping up the breathing, keep bumping up the cold water exposure for 40 days. It's really kind of a gentle way for people to get into this for the first time. And I thought it would be a good thing. We do these monthly challenges where we did 10,000 push-ups 1 month. We did 3,000 pull-ups 1 month. This month, I thought, what better chance would there be for people to experience this breath work than right now when everyone is experiencing tremendous anxiety? So a lot of people have joined in on that. But what's the connection between the breath work and then going to the ayahuasca? Because that seems like kind of a jump.
Well, I guess it depends on where your consciousness is at, Tom. You know, we haven't connected before on this, but I started working in the Amazon in 2006.
What were you doing there?
I was working with an herbal company, and I was researching the plants as a medicine hunter and interviewing the shamans and researching the ayahuasca. But I was working with a company that had non-psychoactive herbs, cat's claw, dragon's blood, Camu, the highest concentrated source of vitamin C. I was working with a high-powered herbal company. So I was researching these plants. So I have a background in ayahuasca, in psychedelic medicines, in shamanism. And so, but my wife wasn't working with the ayahuasca with me at that time. I had 3 very powerful visions when I was in the Amazon in 2006. One was an amalgamation of my on-camera career. I was doing stand-up comedy at the time. on the Sunset Strip here in Los Angeles. And I'd been studying natural medicine as a way to look and feel my best in front of the camera for many years. And an amalgamation of all those careers was born. And Certified Health Nut, which is the name of my brand, was born. And that was 2006 in the Amazon, right in the middle of the Amazon. And then the spirit of my daughter came to me at that time. And I wasn't married and I wasn't in a relationship. She was my second child that came. And her spirit came to me in a vision in 2006. And the final vision, Tom, was that humanity makes it from the precipice of ecological disaster, cutting the rainforest down at an alarming rate that I would see the mountains of sawdust when I pulled into the city centers off of the Amazon River. I would see these mountains of sawdust with the 2x4s going up to Home Depot on large barges. And I understood that humanity was on the precipice of ecological disaster. I could see it with industry. I read John Perkins' book, Confessions of an Economic Hitman, and really understand the way of the world from the World Bank perspective, the IMF, really understanding geopolitics. And so I came out of the jungle with these powerful visions. The Iraq war was going on at the time, and I could really just imagine the brothers and sisters in the Middle East just being bombed for their natural resources. I could see that vision and then understanding that we were all connected when I was in the Amazon. And I came out of the jungle vowing to make a change, and YouTube was a brand new reality. And I posted my exotic footage up on YouTube early on, and I was able to get some notoriety. But the final vision that I saw, so these visions have been unfolding ever since. Certified Health Nut is an online global platform all across the internet 13 years later. My family is 13 years old now. My daughter, my son, extremely healthy. My family is robust. We went through a divorce. I brought everyone back together. We're living back together. And my visions are propelling. Humanity is awakening. I saw that humanity makes it through the precipice of ecological disaster, and we ground heaven on earth, peace on earth. I've seen that vision. I've seen that humanity goes through a quantum leap in human consciousness, one from death and destruction as we've been living in the past to where we live peace on earth, heaven on earth. And I see that we are ushering that in. And so my vision of what I put on the internet early on, you know, I put rainforest information on the internet, and what I realized, Tom, is most people didn't give a shit. They were too busy driving in traffic to a job that they don't hate, a job that's antithetical to life itself, with a car that they can't afford, trying to keep up with the Joneses, stressed out, don't have time to cook their own food, shoveling in garbage and processed food into their body, getting fatter than hell. 70% of the American people are obese, and putting these messages on YouTube. And to a certain degree, I wasn't as popular as Logan Paul and Britney Spears. And so I had to write my book, and this was my end around. This is my way of transforming the world. How do you expect the world to be healthy if we're not healthy ourselves? 70% of the American people are obese or overweight. I'm 54 years old. Most people don't look like that at 54 years old. So this is my end around to help humanity wake up. And lo and behold, I have the audience of the world at my fingertips, because now everyone's sitting ducks. I'm doing breath work 3 times a day on the media right now. I'm doing Zoom calls. We've got the Man Clan Friday nights, 5:30 p.m. We have a Zoom call with 1,000 men. People are now waking up, 1,000 men online. People are sitting ducks, they're sitting in their house. Human beings are waking up. Right now, this whole coronavirus has brought us in to help us understand that we've been impregnated with a brain virus, antithetical to life itself. The things that we need for life itself on this planet are clean air, water, soil, equitable systems for all mankind. Air, water, and soil are what makes life hospitable on planet Earth, and it has been threatened by our business deals, by our trade deals, by the way we are operating, programmed out of a brain virus through our industrial age school system, through our news programs, all our scientific validation research bias that's been programmed by the corporations that run the media channels that are funded by the Rockefeller Foundations, the Pew National Trust that funds these university studies that make everything factually, scientifically validated on your nightly news, that gets programmed into the human consciousness as a brain virus. And these many of these entities and these corporate entities that are set up, these ideas that are forwarded through are actually brain viruses, antithetical to life affirmative principles, air, water, and soil. And this is what we're waking up. This is what we're breathing through right now. This is why the coronavirus is here. It's to awaken humanity out of corona, crown virus, brain virus. It's to wake us up out of these viral loads. Look no further into germ theory, Antoine Beauchamp's terrain theory. How can a virus attack you if it has no protein? How can it attack you? How can a virus? Look up Antoine Beauchamp's Beecham, however you pronounce that French pronunciation. Louis Pasteur and Antoine Beauchamp were two people with two different theories, germ theory and terrain theory. Look deeply into this as you're being sold an idea about a virus, a brain virus that you're being programmed into. Look no deeper than this, than the cookies you are being sold. And so this is the wake-up call. This is how the human being is going to go through the quantum leap in human consciousness, where we're going to pull a rabbit out of a hat. We go from the precipice of ecological disaster. You live down in the Gulf and help people fish. I'm sure you've seen the disaster since the Gulf spill, the oil war that we had down in the Caribbean, and all that Corexit that was poured into the Caribbean and the Gulf Stream down there, and what that did to our ecosystem. We have to remediate these things. What's happened in 6 days, 3 weeks of the coronavirus? The pollution in Los Angeles has cleared up. What can we do in 3 weeks, three more weeks, human, to change the environment that supports life on Earth? Anyways, Tom, I think I went through a bit of a rant and a rave over there, but that's kind of the way my mind works.
Dude, that's all right. You get pretty worked up. I get it, man. So with your work that you're doing with these men, you've got 1,000 men online doing these calls. How are you seeing that they are, if they go wholeheartedly into what you're saying?
Not what I'm saying, what I'm doing.
What you're doing, breath work, right.
Breath work, Qigong, martial arts, and cold showers.
Right.
And then the men can share what's on their heart, Tom. And what's on their heart may be a trouble, maybe a nutrition question, maybe a stress question, or maybe a coronavirus question. I don't know, but it's what's on their heart.
Okay, I gotcha. So what kind of results are you seeing from these people? Are you having some stories of the human body being unbelievably resilient, people transforming in front of your eyes, or what?
Instantaneously healing from feeling better instantaneously from breath work. And then we have other gentlemen that are on there that have been continuing to do the breath work since when they had their own awakening. We all jump in a cold shower, that turns on the electricity. We do a little bit of martial arts, Qigong, gentle Qigong, little Kung Fu, turns on the electricity. And then other men can speak from when they didn't have their electricity turned on to now when they have the electricity turned on. New men joining in, no electricity turned on, they do the breath work. They think about some things, they see some other men, iron sharpens iron, and then their electricity is turned on, and then they're going out and reaching out to other men. This is happening instantaneously.
Right.
Instantaneous healing, complete remission of some of their mental and emotional diseases going abated immediately. This is happening instantaneously. Friday nights, 5:30 p.m., man clan.
So how does somebody do that? 5:30 on Friday nights. Is that what, on your website, on Facebook? Where is that?
We're doing this on Zoom, but I'm announcing it everywhere, on Facebook, on social media, on my YouTube channel. My live recordings are going out to Facebook and YouTube, so you can tune in there, or you could just tune in to the Zoom. Tune into the Zoom. I think we have up to 1,000 men on there, and so this is increasing weekly. I was doing these things in Los Angeles here and off grid for retreats, but now everybody's sitting duck at home. So join Friday night, 5:30 p.m. PST. And so, and then share what's on your heart.
Right. Okay. That's cool. So as far as the coronavirus and the lockdown and everything goes, do you see, I mean, I think I already know the answer to this, but is this an obstacle or an opportunity?
Crisis is opportunity, in my humble opinion. In fact, the Chinese symbol for crisis is also opportunity. And so, you know, one man's food is another man's waste. One man's ceiling is another man's floor. And so crisis is opportunity. So this may be a crisis if your business is made on destroying the earth. But if you're business is uplifting humanity and uplifting the health of the human being like mine, my business is exploding right now. So anyone who wants to is looking for work or who's looking for business, they're skilled, etc., they can get a hold of me. I have enough business to go around. We've got organic superfood to go out to the world. We're fully distributed in Europe and North America. So I've got enough business for everyone. So crisis is opportunity, in my humble opinion. If your business crashes, then you have nothing else to do but to come up from the ashes. And so that there nothing, everything facing you right now as your business crashes is opportunity. So you can look at it that way. There's two forces on this planet, yin, yang, masculine, feminine, inhalation, exhalation, good, bad, however you promote it. There's two forces.
So that's interesting that you're getting such benefits out of your business right now. What is it? I mean, it sounds like you've got a lot of different types of businesses, a lot of different revenue streams. What would you say? How if someone asks you what you did for a living, how do you answer that?
Well, I'm here to get the world healthy, plain and simple. I have my own holistic lifestyle brand, but inside that brand, I have organic superfood nutrition that comes off straight off our farm, straight to your family. And anyone can plug into me working with that. I have an affiliate brand ambassadorship. People can get a discount card for their clients. Internet marketing is exploding for the last 15 years. Internet marketing, online marketing, affiliate businesses. So I have enough business. Our farms are stocked, and our company's only running at, I think, 33% capacity. We have the ability to put two more shifts on at our organic warehouse, and we have gotten released from the government. We are an essential business because we have organic nutrition with organic certifications, organic non-GMO, high quality organic superfood nutrition, vegetation from the earth. And so so that part of the business is thriving. And then my business is expanding. Not only ripped at 50 books, seminars, online programs, But anybody who's an affiliate and can market the book on there and any of my online programs. And then we need more coaches. As the man clan starts to expand, we're going to build out a business element with that. Any of the leaders that show up that are there to help men iron sharpen iron, we'll be able to monetize that. And you know, health coaching is exploding as well. So I work with thousands of health coaches around the world.
You have that already where you're educating coaches in a certification of your particular brand?
The certification for the Certified Health Nut we're working on currently, but until then we're building community with the Man Clan. And then of course I have 15,000 colleagues worldwide from the Czech Institute, personally trained by Paul Czech, myself. He's the biggest strength training coach in the world. He trained Laird Hamilton and helped him rehab and Danny Way from a broken neck, et cetera. So I'm sure you got a lot of the education from the Czech Institute through XP2, because I know Laird uses a lot of Paul Czech technology. And so it's just high level holistic health. Nothing's new underneath nothing's new underneath the sun. All knowledge is knowledge itself. All roads lead back to breathing, hydration, nutrition, sleep, movement, relationships, nature, legacy, et cetera. So, but we're working on the certification. We're working on building out Certified Health Nut brand. There's positions available. We're hiring people daily on that. We're partnering with other people. So holistic health, getting the world healthy, cleaning up the environment. There's plenty of work and opportunity for everyone worldwide.
Yeah. And you're fired up about it, man. You are as fired up about it as anybody I've ever met. You're going nuts. I love
totally.
It. I love it, man. Do you get this fired up when you see someone making this, a big transformation in their life, or do you get that fired up when you see what is it that gets you so the most fired up? Is it helping people? Is it learning new things? What would you say is gets you the most fired up?
I'm like a big kid, Tom. You know, I'm easily entertained, right? And my mission, I'm very clear on my mission, my purpose, my dream, my legacy. My mission is to raise human consciousness and change all systems in my lifetime. My vision is clean air, water, soil, and you're a fisherman, clean air, water, soil, so the rivers aren't polluting the oceans, right? Clean air, water, soil, so that the chemical fertilizers and pesticides and herbicides are all natural. So we're not poisoning the soil. We're not poisoning the riverways that the chemical surface runoff goes into to the waterways. And then the waterways aren't contaminating the oceans.
Right.
So clean air, water, soil, equitable systems for all mankind in my lifetime. That's my vision. And so anything that's aligned with raising human consciousness, and changing all systems is complete sport. So if I'm on the internet every single day and I'm freaking some guy out, it's got a pair of nuts between their legs and going, who is this guy? Yeah, hopefully I'm more ripped than you so I can get your attention a little bit more, because everyone wants to get laid at the biochemical level. Nature's first law is self-preservation. So six pack abs represents getting laid. So I can reach everybody at getting laid, right? If you want to get laid, follow along, follow me. And so this is my little conquest and getting inside people's brain viruses and waking them up. So this is complete sport to me. So I turn on the internet every day. I wake up and I'm like a kid. How many consciousnesses can I move today? How many people can I freak out on feeling better, looking better, looking, getting rid of their migraine headaches? How can sleep better, right? Get laid. How can I help people get laid more, right? Because that's ultimately what we all want at the biochemical level, right? How can I help people regain, put their family back together, right? Because once you get laid and you get off porn and you put your family back together, you remember that external sex is a little bit outrated, and you could just love the one you got, right? Love that perfect one that's right in front of you that said, I do to you, right? Love the one you got. Get off the pornography. Get the big brain virus out of your head, right? And get the pornography out of the head, and then start waking up and start feeling better. Get your family back together. Get laid if you're not, you know, have a family. Give that the motivation to create the family. Find someone that you love, and then you can start being healthy. Got to have your health if you're making kids. Right. Got it. And so how can I do that? I'm just a big kid. I'm just a big kid exploring every day. How can I shift human consciousness? How can I make videos that make people go, ha, ha, ha? They start thinking a little bit differently and they start laughing. Laughter is the best medicine. As soon as I can make videos that can get people out of their head and smiling a little bit more, feeling a little bit more, maybe adopting some of these life affirmative principles, then my job is done.
Right? Got it, man.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, it makes sense. So the vision that you had for bringing humankind off out of the precipice of disaster and then having heaven on earth, do you see that happening in your lifetime?
Yes.
And do you think that this moment right now is a very strange time in our history? We're in lockdown and it's a very, very strange time. I see it as maybe one of the biggest opportunities ever. The earth is healing. The fisheries are seeing a relief of pressure that would never happen before. Even our sport fisheries that we catch and release everything, right? Like we don't really keep anything, but they're receiving pressure. And this time of the year, it's the most dense pressure of the whole year. And right now, there's virtually no one fishing for them. This hasn't happened in 60 years. And, you know, like you're saying with the pollution in LA, I'm sure that is incredibly visual. You can just see it. You can walk outside and you can smell it and you can see it. So I see this as, you know, it's a time that a lot of people are very anxious, but it's also a time of great opportunity. So how do you see this time playing into your vision?
Well, look, everyone is at home now and they can, and the greatest thing is the internet. They can search. We're moving into the age of authenticity. The industrial age is far gone. The information age, everything is on Google right now. So I postulate that we're moving into the age of authenticity. If I'm unhealthy, I can simply, and if I have a headache, I can simply go on the internet and look at natural immune boosting, natural health, natural weight loss. I'm fat as hell. I look in the mirror. I can't see my wiener. All right. So, okay, let me look in the mirror. All right. Let me look on the internet and see who doesn't have that problem. Let me start following them. Dr. Ash, Dr. Eric Berg, Laird Hamilton, Paul Check, Elliot Hulse. There are some, you know, JP Sears, the funny man. This guy's healthy, right? Let me follow a little bit of his knowledge and see if I can also get healthy myself. So the solutions are there, right? And we all have time to go introspective right now. I've been sitting on my yoga mat for the last 3 weeks. Why? Because I'm filming and talking to the world through there. And I'm also getting my own workouts inside my own house. I'm doing yoga. I'm meditating more. I'm doing global meditations. We have plenty of time to go within. And you can also seek information from other people that are healthier than you. People that are having a better day. Look up positive vibrations. Look up motivational, inspirational talks. There's plenty of people on the internet. I'm not the only one spreading good cheer. So find more of that and then spread that. It spreads like a virus. You want organic food? We'll deliver it straight to your door. There's plenty of that delivered straight to your door. So now is a good time. Crisis creates opportunity. And so I'm here to wake people up. And I've had one live presentation after podcast after another. Cyclically, well, I'll go from Facebook Live to Instagram Live to somebody's podcast talking about the same thing. And it just keeps spreading and spreading and spreading. The good news is spreading and the fisheries are getting replenished. Nature is harmonizing. The frequency and vibration, the natural rhythms of nature are going to rebalance. The pollution is gone here in Los Angeles. And so expect miracles. Expect miracles. If we can do this in 3 weeks, what else can we do with the planet? Can we align with the laws of biomimicry, which states life creates conditions conducive for life? Can we align with bioremediation? This is bioremediation. Look what's happened. How about do no more harm? Stop poisoning the fisheries. Stop poisoning the water. Stop poisoning the farmland. Start poisoning and overpolluting with fossil fuels and driving your car all around. Who wants to go back to work now that we haven't been sitting in a cubicle for 3 weeks? Nobody wants to go back to work. That's bad for your hip flexors. That's bad for your erectile. That's good for your erectile dysfunction, right? Because now you're actually moving your body and all that sediment's not sitting in your prostate. And so a little bit of movement is groovy. So get up, move the body, keep breathing, guys. Do some Qigong, do some yoga, do my nutritional cleanse, do some fasting, stop over-consuming, turn the computer off, and get into your body. Do some deep breathing, baby.
Right on, man. Right on. You're on it, man. If somebody wanted to get on this path that you're on, how do they do it? How do they follow you? What are all your resources?
Come on the Man Clan. If you're a man, Friday nights, 5:30 PM PST, Man Clan, Man Club, hashtag Man Clan. Go on rippedat50book.com, certifiedhealthnut.com. Certified Health Nut Instagram, Certified Health Nut YouTube. I've made thousands of free videos for everybody. Free information on health and wellness. And remember, don't listen to me. You know, listen to people that you want to learn from that emulate that which you have. you know, any kind of mental clarity. Learn from the Laird Hamiltons of the world. Learn from, you know, Tom. Tom has obviously got some level of health to where he's not a statistic. 70% of the American people are obese or overweight.
Check it out. Yeah.
There you go. This guy's fit. This guy's fit, man. He's got his nuts intact and his brain that's focused on the prize, right? You got a family, Tom?
Yeah, I do. I got three kids, my wife. Everything's good, man.
God bless
you, bro. God bless you. All right, Troy.
And guess what else you are? You're an American, right?
That's right.
I love America, right? We're here to make this world great again. That's the bottom line. Don't worry, guys. The Patriots are here. We're here to make this world great again. We will institute natural rhythms, natural law on this planet. Align yourself with the natural principles.
All right. Well, thanks for spending some time with us today in a time of a lot of uncertainty. You're a ray of sunshine, man. You are a energy lightning bolt. And we didn't even cover all the other stuff. We're going to have to do this again because there's so many other things I wanted to ask questions about, but I want to be respectful of your time. I know you got a lot of other messages to deliver, but thank you so much for being on this with us today. And man, if you guys want some rays of sunshine, go check it out. Certified Health Nut and join the man clan. Right on. All right, Troy, thank you.
God bless.
See you, buddy. Thank you. Well, thank you, Troy. That was awesome, man. You guys, that was at a time of great uncertainty. Man, Troy is a fireball. He is so excited about what he's doing. And I think I know why. I think that he is helping a lot of people. I think that he has discovered some things that all of us can do. You don't have to be anybody special to do these things. He's doing them. He's teaching others to do them. And a lot of people are getting some great, great, fantastic results from it. So if you're interested, you know, it's a lot to put out there if you never heard some of that kind of stuff. But if you're interested, go check him out. Certified Health Nut. That's Troy Casey. He's on every form of social media. And I guess you can go join the man clan, see what that's all about. All right. See ya.
You want to succeed, you want to fish, you want to be one of the greatest.
Tune in to West Marine's Life on the Water, presented by Costa Custom Boats, every Saturday night from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV. Pursuing wild game in wild places. Tune in to Hunt Stand Presents Saturdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern. Waypoint TV, the destination for outdoor entertainment.